This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
All right. Welcome to Food for Thought with Carol and Tracy. We are live at the Beacon Building. We're right in downtown Manchester. And it is Thursday. And you know what? All I can say is I'm so glad to be back to a regular schedule.
Finally back to a regular schedule after, like, what, 2 months?
Since November.
Yeah.
When you think about it, it's terrible. But listeners, you can also, you are listening to Food for Thought. You can stream us live on the World Wide Web, WTPLFM.com. It is powered by the Granite State Dairy Promotion. And, yeah, a little chilly out there. Tracy came in from her car without her coat, like a knucklehead.
No coat, no gloves. Well, I've just been in this mode of, you know, it's sunny most of the time and 40s. And so I'm in. It's not winter mode. And I don't grab a coat. And I did bring a jacket. I'm not a total idiot. I did bring a jacket, but it's a short walk from my car to here. I thought, you know, I'll get out, but I had to pay the toll, like the parking meter. So I'm standing there waiting for it to, and it was,
sometimes it takes forever.
Yeah, it does. It's forever is like 60 seconds, you know, but the 60 seconds that I was standing there waiting for it to print, my fingers went numb. I'm like, okay, it really is winter.
That's funny. That is so funny.
I should probably dress as such.
Yes, I think you should. I definitely think you should. So how have you been? I mean, it just seems like we haven't been like consistent being here.
But I know.
I think we will be.
We're going to be on a roll now.
I think we'll be on a roll finally. But I know we have a packed show today.
Why don't you tell
the listeners the lineup?
So
Tracy,
we have the always funny,
lover,
always riot, Donna's Delights, Donna from Delaware. Love hearing from her. And then we will have MHP Untapped. Not his regular day, but we weren't able to have him on last week, so we rescheduled him today. And he is bringing...
I can't wait to talk to this guy.
Somebody, I don't know if I'll even say, we'll wait, we'll surprise him. He's bringing somebody that's really... sounds unique, something very different. And I had never heard of this place before. So,
and you know, when I mentioned it this morning upstairs, my girl, a new girl that's in the cafe, Sky, she knows it. And it's been there a couple of years. And she says, oh my gosh, the place is great.
All right. So tune in to see who it is, because I think it's going to be really exciting. And then, of course, we have Shelley Walcott.
Shelley.
Yes, and she is bringing us food. I love that when Shelley comes. She is bringing us a healthy choice today.
Perfect.
So sometimes she brings us, you know, stuff that's delicious but not the healthiest, which is okay too, because it's nice to try different
and
things.
And Tracy and Carol still indulge.
We do, because it's always good. But she's bringing us a healthy snack today.
Good. Oh, cool. So. I'm anxious to see what she brings. So today is food holiday today, peppermint patty day. Do you like peppermint patties?
Finally. It's always something that I've either never had before or I'm like, okay.
You like peppermint patties?
One of my favorite candies.
I do not
ever.
Like peppermint patties.
No?
It's probably the only thing I don't like.
If I go to the movies, I get the
thin
Junior
thin,
Mints.
Or the Junior Mints, yeah.
Junior Mints,
no,
always.
I don't like that.
Always since I was a kid. I don't know why. Absolutely love them.
Funny.
Yep. My kids know that at Halloween, if they'll set me aside a peppermint patty. They get the little individual peppermint patties. They'll set me aside when they're sweet.
Aw, that's nice. It is also Don't Cry Over Spilled Milk Day today.
Is that really a food holiday?
I know. But, you know, I guess apparently you can just send in your requests and they'll just
and
add
anything
them
will
to
be
the
right. Though I do find from page to, you know, website to website, they're fairly consistent.
Yeah, they are. They kind of are.
Sometimes then, they're different, but they're pretty consistent.
Yeah, they'll come up with some real off-the-wall ones, and you know, it's like, where the heck did that come from? But in today in food history, in 1963, that was the year I was born, Julia Child's The French Chef premiered on TV.
I remember watching her.
52 years ago. Yeah, I remember too. Remember her.
That was like the beginning of the Food Network.
Yeah, probably.
Even though it's not Food Network related, I'm sure. But that watching somebody cook on TV and had the little mirror over the top angled
so you could see what she was doing.
It's a little different now.
That's funny. And then today in food history in 19... Oh.
And when?
In 1977. The heaviest lobster known was caught off of Nova Scotia, weighing in at 44 pounds, 6 ounces. Can you imagine what that claw must look like? It must be like, I mean, 44 pounds, 6 ounces.
It's the size of a child.
It's crazy. Wow. Yeah, it's crazy.
Well, I'll give the listeners a little hint. The lobster has something to do with our guest that's coming on.
Oh, yes, you are right.
So that's a coincidence.
That's a good guess. That's a good guess. And let me see. No, I think that's about it. And oh, you know what? Guess who's on?
Donna!
Welcome, Donna. Donna from Delaware. Donna's Delights. How are you?
Hey, y'all. What y'all doing today?
Donna, I think you need a song intro like MHP Untapped. We need something to kick you off because
you need
you...
boom, 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 boom. Nah.
Exactly. I was ready to start singing.
Y'all funny. How y'all doing today?
We're excellent. Good. Real
somebody
good.
Somebody was in the Magic Kingdom all last week.
Me?
I just met my boyfriend. Mickey Mouse was my boyfriend.
Which one was that?
Mickey Mouse. He's my boy loving.
He paid a little visit to New Hampshire.
Yes, he did.
Last week before they left to go to Florida.
How you gonna have my boyfriend there, and then you gonna go see him again? You know, I'm jealous. That's my Valentine.
Oh, it was so fun, Donna. And, you know, Daryl has never been to Disney. So it was, you know, for me to see it through his eyes and for us to not have any kids.
Yeah.
You know, so it was just us two. And
oh, honey, that's
it was
what I
so
did
fun.
2 years ago. Me and Teddy did Disney World with ourselves, and it was a blast.
Wasn't it?
M-I-D-K-E-Y-M-O-U-S-E, yes. It was
so
all
fun.
Day.
So fun. Yeah, we had a really, really good time. So,
yeah, you got to put on some ears and some pump. Hey!
Well, we did put the ears on just for you.
Wait, what?
The
just
ears. The Mickey
well,
ears.
You go, well, okay, then if you don't want them, you go ahead and put them in the mail and send them down here because I got some things to do with them.
Well, well, you know what? I do have to confess, we didn't buy them. We went to a store, we stuck them on, took a picture, and sent it to you.
Oh, y'all are horrible.
That's
but
awesome.
But you know what? It's all good. I'm glad y'all had a good time and
we
everything
did.
Is good. And y'all been up there eating Dinah Fingers. I seen it.
Oh, did you see us on TV?
I
want to
give them politicians my Dinah Fingers.
I know.
What is
crazy.
Up with that?
I know.
Oh, it's
I know. We had a blast. We had a really good time.
You
Monday and Tuesday at
yeah.
the diner.
Y'all yeah. been in there getting it in.
Yeah, it was crazy.
You've been hobnobbing and just... stomping with the big dogs, you know?
Yeah, Carol has a lot of connections. And she meets a lot of new people on a regular basis.
But
you know what? But that's how it goes, because she cool Carol. She the cool chick. Tracy,
all right.
Tracy, and cool Carol.
Cool Carol. Hey, Carol finally got her nickname.
Yeah, cool. She's so cool. Ain't nobody bad as her. She is the girl.
Okay, Donna,
okay.
Take it away.
You ready?
Take it away.
Are you ready? All right, y'all ready?
We
here
are
we
ready.
Here we go. Here we go. Okay, here we go. My funny Valentine, sweet funny Valentine, you make me smile when I'm blue. Can you feel the love in the air? Flower cards and candy are everywhere. If I had to send a love letter, it would be to chicken, potato chips, and bread. For they are my joy, my love, my pain, my sunshine, and my rain.
Amen.
I had the pleasure, y'all, of going to St. Thomas for Christmas. Y'all know that, right?
Yes.
And so me and my boo was overlooking an island, and it was breathtaking. And I'm thinking, okay, the food got to be all of that. Well, they didn't shoot Cupid's arrow into my heart. It was more like heartburn and gas, y'all. And that seemed to go on forever, just like my love. I'm thinking, after eating this, I'm praying that the dessert would satisfy my sweet tooth. So they brought out this tray of goodies, and it had all kinds of things on it. So I was like, okay, y'all, you know what I'm going to have? I'm going to have the creme brulee, because you know I want to be French and all that.
Mm.
A.K.A. Boo's vanilla pudding, that's what it was, which they set on fire, because you know Donna likes it hot, 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 hot. Well, honey, with the fire, I'm thinking it was going to be warm and creamy. No. It was Heartbreak Hotel. It was cold in the inside, and it was nasty. And it was about to turn me off. But one bad apple can't turn my love cold. I got a change of heart. And they say love is better the second time around. So I went on Pinterest looking for computer love. I came across a sugar pie. This rich, creamy pie originated from Indiana. It's also known as the Hoosier pie, a.k.a. Hoosier Daddy sugar pie. Also, they are in love with this pie in Quebec. Moncherie Moore, pretty little one that I adore. You're the only one my heart beats for. How I wish I ate this in St. Thomas. Well, my, oh, my, sugar pie, you know how I love you. I can't help myself. I can't help myself. I need carbohydrates and nothing else. How sweet it is to be eating you and the recipe of the week. So, in my Barry White voice, let's get it on. Here's what you'll need to set the mood straight for love. You'll need a half a cup of sugar. You'll need a half a teaspoon of cinnamon. You'll need a quarter teaspoon of nutmeg. You'll need a quarter teaspoon of ginger. You're going to mix that all together, and then you're going to set it aside. Because there's nothing like what you're going to do is going to set it aside, and you're going to sprinkle it on top. Because there's nothing like being on top. Come on, ride this train and ride it. Choo-choo. Anyway, you'll need 2 tablespoons of vanilla. You'll need 3/4 cups of white sugar. You'll need 5 tablespoons of melted butter. You'll also need 3 more tablespoons for the top. You'll need 2 1/4 cups of heavy cream. You'll need 3 tablespoons or more if y'all like to get your booze on. You'll put a quarter cup of Irish whiskey. Now, you'll need a pie shell that has been par-baked. Preheat your oven to 325 degrees. You're going to place your par-baked pie crust on a baking sheet. You're going to set that aside. Now, in a small bowl, you're going to mix together your cornstarch, your sugar, until blended. Now, in a medium saucepan, you're going to bring that cornstarch, sugar mixture, your 5 tablespoons of melted butter, your heavy cream, and your whiskey. You're going to whisk it together over medium heat. Stir constantly. Send some TLC to it, some tender loving care. Go on and whisper sweet nothings in his ear, like, oh, baby, you're going to be so good. I can't wait to tear you up. Anyway, you know you got it just right when that mixture is thick and creamy. Now, stir in your vanilla. You're going to pour that mixture into your prepared pie crust, and you're going to smooth it out. You're going to drizzle on the 3 tablespoons of melted butter evenly, and then you're going to sprinkle that brown sugar mixture on top of your sugar pie. You're going to bake for approximately 25 minutes. Then you're going to turn your broiler on, and you're going to broil for 1 minute. Watch it carefully, because nobody likes burnt love, burnt toast, or burnt pie. Now, remove it from the oven and allow it to come to room temperature. And enjoy being in love with my, oh, my sugar pie, because love is all in your face, and it's all over the place. King!
Yum! Daryl would love that. Now, what I just missed was the cornstarch. How much cornstarch mixed with the sugar and stuff?
Mm-hmm. Now, you're going to have to go on my website and get it. No, I'm just playing with you. Are you ready?
Do you have a website, Donna? You have a Facebook page.
Yeah, I got a website. Donna's Delight.
Website or Facebook?
I'm trying to do it.
Why aren't you telling people?
Well, you know me. I'm just, I guess I'm just crazy lady. But let me finish. Let me give you the three. Now you got me all mixed up.
Okay, I'm sorry. So how much cornstarch? Let's start with that. Was it a quarter cup?
No, it wasn't a darn quarter cup. Now I got to read this thing. Now you got me all messed up. Now you shouldn't do that to me.
I'm sorry. You know what? I'm going to look it up on donnasdelights.com. Is that correct?
Yes.
And it's D-E-E-L-I-T-E-S, correct? Okay, so everybody out there, Donna has a website, so check it out.
Donna's on top. Donna's trying to get on top, because it's time for Donna to step up her A game. No more beast game, no more C game, A game, all the way. You know, with Valentine's Day coming, send somebody some love. Everybody needs love. You know, nothing like sending love to your food, nothing like sending love to your friends. There's nothing like being in love, because Donna's always in love. Number one thing, be in love with yourself. Be in love with other people, but most of all, be in love with the Creator, because there ain't nothing like it. Remember, life is for living and food is for giving, and Donna's My Oh My Sugar Pie is all the way live. Talk to y'all later. Love you, girls.
Bye, Donna. Happy Valentine's Day. Yikes.
Love it.
You know, she doesn't even tell us that she has a website.
I know. Well, I'm sitting here looking up while she was talking, and I'm getting a bunch of other Donna's Delights. So you need to have her send it to us exactly what it is so we can share it.
And you know, the web, the internet down here isn't so great, so you may have a hard time anyway. But but you know what? We're going to talk a little bit right now. We're going to go to break, but we'll talk just a little bit about... actually, why don't we go to break, and then we'll come back and talk about it. Then we can end the hour. So you are listening to Food for Thought. We are live at the Beacon Building at 814 Elm Street. Coming up at the top of the hour, we're going to be joined with our very own MHP, Michael Helpley-Pierce of The Tap Handle Show. You can check him out on his website, thetaphandleshow.com. And he is bringing a guest, and it's very interesting. It's a restaurant over in Hampstead. Just kind of, I think it's a different kind of a concept. I'm anxious to talk with him. So tune in and listen to that. And then at the bottom of the hour, we'll be joined with Shelley Wolcott of Healthy Spice Blends. You can check her out on the web at Healthy Spice Blend, Healthy Solutions. No, SpiceBlends.com.
SpiceBlends.com.
You know why? Not that saying websites are, of course, very important, but now you can just, like, Google them.
Yeah,
you know
what I mean? It doesn't even matter. You just put the name in. Except for Donna's Delights. I can't find her.
But it is spiceblends.com. So we're going to go on a short break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the hoopla that happened at the Red Arrow Diner on Monday and Tuesday this week. Well, we partnered with Sirius XM, and I'll tell you.
I saw that, and I was curious.
It was a blast. So stay tuned, Poop. That'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Julia Child presents the Chicken Sisters. Miss Broiler, Miss Fryer, Miss Roaster, Miss Capernet, Miss Stewart, and Old Madam Hen. But we're spotlighting Miss Roaster of the Year, measuring in at 14, 15, 14. We're roasting Miss Chicken. Today on The French Chef.
So awesome. For those of you listening, this is the Vintage Open to Julia Child French Chef show. That was so cool. That is awesome. Yes. We just got a little discombobulated there, Tracy.
We did.
We're not paying attention.
So you were going to talk about your events with Sirius.
It was so cool. Monday and Tuesday, the diner, Manchester's Diner over on Lowell Street, got transformed into actually a radio studio, much like ours right here. And, you know, we've been planning with Sirius since July, so there was a lot of, a lot of work was put into this, especially, mainly on the Sirius crew. They've traveled up here, the whole crew. They're like eight of them traveled up here, flew in for the day just to, do the measurements and, all that kind of stuff and marketing and, figuring out what we're going to do. And I'll tell you, the whole diner was like transformed into the Sirius XM. Radio studio. It was very cool. And they, of course, brought in with them, different, a lot of their broadcasters.
And was this all for the political, the vote and everything?
And we had a special menu, and there was dedicated hours that Sirius picked up the tab for people coming in if they ordered off of the special menu. We had all kinds of choices from of course they made it all, fun and, puns with the, with the debates and, with the politicians and all that. And It was so fun. I was there both days straight from morning until, till they were done broadcasting around 3. And it was very, very fun.
And you
fun.
Met a couple people.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we met, Donald Trump Jr. came in. Did I talk about Donald Trump coming in the diner 2 weeks ago?
You did, but not Jr.
And then he had that Newton burger, and we wanted to name it the Trump burger. So XM has Trump on his show a lot, and instead of getting Trump that particular day, we got Donald Jr. So he came in, and I introduced myself to him, and I said, gee, your dad was in a couple weeks ago, and he ate. And he goes, oh, and I bet it was extremely unhealthy. That's what he said. It was so funny. I go, well, as a matter of fact, it definitely was. He had the Newton burger, explained to him what it was, and his eyes were like wide open. He's like, I'm sure he probably ate the whole thing, right? I go, well, he ate a good 3/4 of it, and it's pretty huge. So then I said to him, we want to ask permission to name it after him. Can we name it the Trump Tower Burger? And he's like, absolutely.
Oh, because it's a tower. That makes sense.
Right? So it is now renamed the Trump Tower Burger. So
nice.
Soon it will be official in our menu. So yeah, that was kind of cool. So anyway, we met Donald Trump Jr. And then Kasich came in with his wife, very lovely lady, and he was very nice. He was so funny. He comes in and he asked for a couple cups of coffee for him and his wife. I'm like, absolutely. And so I start to go to get the coffee. He goes, well, wait a minute, Carol. Wait a minute. Come here. So I go back over. He kind of pushes me aside and he goes, I'm going to get my own coffee. He goes behind the counter. And there was actually news clips of him pouring coffee. He proceeded to pour coffee to all of the people on the counter. It was hilarious.
Awesome.
It was hilarious. And his wife was wonderful. And we're actually doing a promo right now because we also partnered with C-SPAN. So C-SPAN had some mugs made at the diner. And we haven't been able to, lots of people wanted to buy them. It had like the C-SPAN logo on one side and the Red Arrow logo on the other. And on the C-SPAN side, there was like three different kinds of mugs. They all had these little, all different little rhymey things as far as, you know, politics and stuff.
Yep.
And, well, we were able to, on the day of the primary, to give them away because people wanted to buy them so badly. We were offered in the past like $100 for a mug.
Oh my.
I mean, I'm sure some of them disappeared. They probably took them, but that's besides the point. So what we thought what we're going to do, we're going to sell them, and we're going to 100% of the proceeds, let's pick a charity. So we picked Amber's Place.
Nice.
Hope for Recovery. Chris Blevins is working on that project. Mm-hmm. And so my son was there, and I said, okay, how much do we sell them for? I'm like, $5, you know? And we're like, yeah, maybe we can get 10. Well, we're selling them for my son. He's like, no.
This is for if it's charity, you're going to make some good money.
So $20 for a mug, and I will tell you, they are flying out the door. They've sold, they've got to be up to over 60 by now in Manchester so far. So 100% of the proceeds of that goes directly to Amber's
Place. Tell us a little bit about Amber's Place.
Amber's Place is, it's not quite open yet. I believe it's going to be opening within a month.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Blevins married to Mark, and Mark's daughter Amber died of heroin overdose.
Oh.
So it's going to be for, you know,
without.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm
That's
very
great.
Excited about that. And so, you know, listeners, get on in over to the Red Arrow and go buy your C-SPAN mug. But it was a blast. And then we saw Cruz. I said Kasich, Cruz. Ben Carson came in, Dr. Ben Carson.
Oh.
He came in twice. What a nice man. Very low-key. Kind of low-key, you know. But when he was speaking on the radio, of course, it's just you're just jammed in there. No one can move when they're on the radio. The whole diner pretty much stops, except for the people on the counter. Some of the people on the counter still, you know, needed to eat and wanted to be served. But there was this woman right at the end of the counter, and she was pleasant as can be. She's kind of joking with us. But we're kind of trying to pay attention to what Dr. Carson is saying. And then somebody says to me, do you know that's Mrs. Carson? So then I go, and we had been talking to her, so I'm like, wait, you're Mrs. Carson? And she's like, yes, I am. She was so funny. That woman was hilarious. What a nice, nice lady. So, you know, we met so many people. It was really fun.
Was really, and did
Cruz,
you say Ivanka Trump?
Well, then after the diner, got out of there around 4 o'clock and went home. Daryl and I met up, and then we went to the polls together in Bedford, and Ivanka was there. So I'd stop Ivanka and I said, hi. I said, I'm Carol. You know, I own the Red Arrow Diner. I said, your dad and your brother have been in there recently. She goes, wait, what diner? I go, the Red Arrow Diner. She's like, oh my gosh, we were going to go eat in there last night. I heard so much about it. My dad told, you know, it was so cool. It was really, really cool.
That is really neat.
So fun, but nice, nice people. I mean, Donald Jr. couldn't have been any nicer, and Ivanka the same thing. You know, and I guess when you think about it, they're real people just like us.
And kind of, we forget that.
When
everything is out in the public's eye and everybody's judging or liking or whatever, you do forget kind of that they're real people. They live real lives and real families and real personalities. And
So
that's good to kind of see that side of that.
It totally is. I mean, like I said, you know, a few weeks ago when Donald Trump came in, I was, again, pleasantly surprised at how gracious and, you know, because, you know, you see him on TV and then you hear what people are saying. And, you know, like you just said, Tracy, so... Yeah, very nice. Nice, nice people. So that was my story with the primaries. We had a blast. I mean, we're just so lucky in New Hampshire to be able to, you know, to be able to witness this. And what I also noticed with a lot of the customers in there, like, you know, we had news reporters in there constantly, you know, with cameras and crews and stuff, like constantly. And, you know, they'd start at counter one and they'd start asking, we'd like to talk to a New Hampshire voter. No, I'm not a New Hampshire voter. I flew in just for the primary from Idaho, or I flew in from, you know, or, you know, drove in from Massachusetts or Virginia. There was I sat there and watched, and it was at least they got to counter eight before they found a New Hampshire voter. All people from all just come to the New Hampshire primary.
Yeah.
And I've never seen that. I have seen it, very few, not like this primary.
So many people just coming up to experience it and listen to the, because I actually saw a TV show yesterday where a reporter, somebody went around with an older couple.
Yeah.
And they were driving around New Hampshire to all these different places.
Town halls.
Even though they were Republican, but they were going to like the Democratic rallies and they're going to everyone just to listen to their, you know, and I've never done anything like that, but it's funny how a lot of people, not necessarily from New Hampshire, just like you said, come up to do that from all over the place. That's really neat.
You know, for my family, my staff at the diner, just to be able to have a front row seat to the primaries like this in the elections is just real fun. Very fun.
So, personal question, you don't have to answer it, or answer it vaguely if you wish. Did meeting all of those different people truly in person help to sway your opinion for your vote?
Yes, it did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It did. Yeah.
It's a lot different in person than just listening on TV, probably.
Exactly. And I still, and this apparently New Hampshire is a very high percentage, I still did not know who I was voting for when I went to the polls.
Me either.
No.
I was a nervous wreck.
I was too.
I was looking at my phone.
Me,
yeah,
I was too.
And I'm independent, so I have to pick which way, and I still didn't know.
Got in and, you know, looked at the ballot, and I'm like, oh my gosh, what do I do? All right, we are, you are listening.
I think we're not alone.
Yeah, no, it was a pretty high percentage, New Hampshire. But, okay, you are listening to Food for Thought. We're at the top of the hour. We're going to go on a short break. We'll be back with MHP and our guest, a new restaurant, not a new restaurant, different concept. We'll be right back.